This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Hello, you're very welcome to the third episode of 10-10, 10 years of Claycastle Recording Studio in 10 songs. Today's song is Icy, Icy Figures by White Line Fever. We're telling the story of how producer John Burke made the sound of two brothers unique and special.
My mother's mother, from my grandmother, she had dementia for maybe the last 10 years of her life, and my mother was taking care of her, and she used to bring her just in the car out to places. I think she was in Blarney, and she saw a poster or something like that for Claycastle, and Abbas and I had been writing and doing little bits and pieces of small bits of playing live, but we hadn't recorded anything, and she then just booked some time for us. I think she called and then booked time and gave it us maybe as a present, I think. I think that's how it worked.
And you were very young at this particular time. We're talking about teenagers.
Oh, yeah. Abbas was very young. I was maybe 15 or 16 and Abbas was maybe 13, I think. Abbas was very young, you know.
That's Ali Bracken, the elder of the two brothers in White Line Fever. He told me that his brother Abbas and himself were listening to a lot of Pink Floyd around the time of recording Icy, Icy Figures.
At the time, we were really big into Pink Floyd. Rick Wright was a fantastic writer himself as well. He was a brilliant composer. And I think a lot of the turns in Dark Side of the Moon, he would have been to the fore of that composition side. If my memory suits me correctly, it was almost by and large entirely Abbas who came up with that piece, the actual chord progression itself. I remember him sitting there just playing in front of me, and he was just playing this incredible chord progression, you know. I'm not superstitious, but it was as if he was channeling it in front of me, this sort of chord progression. He hadn't really been working it on his own, he just started playing it, I think. And I just started kind of playing over it, you know. The song, when we produced it then, it started sounding a little bit more ambient and a little bit more held back.
One of the features of the song is this wave of sound that rolls through the tune, and I was very curious as to how it was produced. So I knocked on John Burke's door and asked him.
So I had basically the full song, so like a demo of the full song. I ended up just very quickly just popping on some effects delay, so like an echo. Yeah. That was the first thing. And then a thing called an auto filter. Which basically only allows a certain part of the sound through at any one time, so you don't have like the full spectrum of the sound coming through. So you can create that sort of movement, you know, between really low, murky stuff that can sort of sit in the back of the mix and then sweep it up high into the higher frequencies to just create more intensity, and maybe for the chorus or whatever. We recorded with that there in the background all the time. So that energy and that vibe would have been there, that sort of ebb and flow was created by that track in the background.
Synergy guitarist Namas has been teaching at Claycastle for 5 years. I asked him if he'd overheard any acts over the years that have impressed him.
Definitely White Line Fever stick out for me straight away. I'd pass maybe to go into the live room to pick up something, and you know, and I'd see these guys and being like so into what they were doing and really, really meticulous about it, you know, in the best possible sense. Their vocals are so beautiful, you know, they really are. They just gel so well together and stuff.
We ended up recording the vocals. Abbas and I recorded them at the same time, facing each other in the control room. It was strange to be in there with John whilst recording the vocals, so everyone, we were just being really quiet. I can't remember at all why we did that. I don't know why John got us to be together. I think he wanted to capture the sound of us both singing together at the same time rather than overdubbing it, if you know what I mean.
It's an incredible sound. It's a bit like twins or whatever, you know what I mean? They sound similar when they sing harmonies together. It's incredibly close and lovely.
Thank you.
Icy Icy Figures by White Line Fever was written by Ali and Abbas Bracken. It featured Abbas on lead vocals, acoustic guitars and keyboards, Ali on lead vocals and lead guitar. Dave Scanlon played the bass guitar, Ted Murphy played drums. It was produced by John Burke at Claycastle Studio, Youghal, County Cork, and mastered by Richard Dowling at WAV Mastering Limerick. On the next episode of 1010, Caroline Fraher sings Wild Mountainside, produced by Steve Cooney.
1010, 10 years of Claycastle Studios in 10 songs, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Produced and presented by Aina Dowling. Sound engineer, Thomas O'Keefe. Edited by Aina Dowling and Thomas O'Keefe. Theme music by Synergy, a community radio Youghal production.